Blog Talk Radio.
Our third story out front tonight, drugs known as bath salts, being blamed for a gruesome scene in Miami. This is a naked man. He was shot dead on Saturday by police because he was gnawing off another man's face. Obviously, that sounds horrific, and it is. I want to warn you that the pictures we're about to show you are very disturbing. 31-year-old Rudy Eugene was described to be in a zombie-like state when he was caught by police. Armando Aguilar, president of the Miami Fraternal Order of Police, suspects Eugene was under the influence of so-called bath salts, which are sold as cocaine substitutes or synthetic LSD. When he was found, what he had done to this man's face, victim was 65 years old, truly horrific. Apparently, all that's left is his goatee. His eyeballs were gone. His face, it is unbelievable. Dr. Charles Sophie is a psychiatrist at the Los Angeles County Department of Children and Family Services, and he's out front now. Dr. Sophie, have you ever heard of anything like this? I mean, it's awful to even talk about some of the things I just said that this man did to his victim's face.
Absolutely. There are many reactions that your brain can have when you're putting in a substance such as this. These are very cocaine-like substances that will have a very aggressive reaction with your brain, and the behavior that comes out of that could be anything from aggression to ripping off basically someone's face. Severe, severe reactions, and they're not able to be tested, these drugs. So we're putting in substances into our face, into our bodies, that we don't know what is going to happen when we do that.
So when we use the name bath salts, which I guess is the street name, you said a little bit cocaine-like. I mean, what would be in it? I mean, does it vary every single concoction, or what's really in quote-unquote bath salts?
Well, that's a really great question, because the bottom line is these are not substances that have been properly studied, and so we don't really know what's in them. We just see the kinds of reactions and can kind of guess what chemicals in the brain they're reacting with, and then hence the behavior. So that's why the studies need to be done, and then we can make the testing that needs to be in place to be able to see if people have taken these or not when they're behaving this way. Because right now, we could do a test and not even know if they've taken them.
And my understanding is that the Eugene had been at some sort of a music festival. The police there had said that these bath salts were sort of something people were doing. Is this something that's spreading, that you're hearing more and more about? I mean, I'm just thinking back to the days when, you know, meth heads was just sort of an occasional story you heard coming out of the Midwest, and then all of a sudden became a national crisis.
Absolutely. Over the past year, we've heard more and more, and I've had more and more patients with this type of issue. So they're out there. I think there's going to be a band, if there isn't already, in the availability of them until the studies can be done and tests can be developed. But yes, we're hearing more about it.
And where do people usually get them, the drug?
I think most of the time they are sold at head shops under various names, but they're available over the counter until, I think, most recently.
And one of the side effects that appeared in this case was that the man was naked, the perpetrator. I mean, is this something that would go along with that he would be naked? What in the drug would cause him to do that? And he was growling, I should tell everyone, too. Growling like he was some sort of a dog as he was eating the man.
Right. I mean, what's happening is you're putting these substances into your brain, you're moving your brain chemicals around, and then there's going to be behaviors that come from that. Anything from growling to animalistic, aggressive behaviors, convulsions. You could be looking like this man did, a zombie-like, but you're in a trance and you're not under control of your own body.
Well, Dr. Sophie, thank you very much. A truly bizarre and horrific story. Well, still to come out front...
All right, y'all. Hey, everybody. This is Brother Drew Hicks calling off the Black Nation Task Force hotline. Tonight, we want to explore this outbreak of this zombieism. Is this real? And tonight, we're going to find out it is real. You know, I've been doing some research, and that's what we do. We do research. And tonight, before this program is over, you're going to hear that this happened in the USA over 3 times, where thousands of people were killed because of this. And so, hey, the Creator was going to let all this come out. There's nothing to be hidden under the sun. So tonight you're going to find out that this has happened before. Like I said, thousands of people have been killed because of this epidemic. And what we see in the movies, hey, you got to take these movies for real, because everything is coming back full circle. So that's what, you know, doing my observation that these zombie, episodes, I believe without a doubt that these are some of the things that's contributing to these outbreaks. I'm going to go over some of my top 10 things that I found out. And we're going to go over that. You know, one of the things, like, there's a drug out there right now. They're mixing this drug. It's got this cocaine mixed with what you call a dog dewormer and horse dewormer. So it's a cocaine that's hitting the street, and they're circulating it now. And it has, like I said, it has a worm medicine cocaine mixture is now circulating on our streets. And what I found out about this this particular cocaine, it caused the flesh to be eaten, similar to what meth does to people. So that's what we're saying. So this is one thing that's giving people a zombie-like appearance, but this is not the deepest stuff that we've found out. Like I said, you're going to find out tonight that this done happened over here before. This zombieism in our country goes all the way back to the 1800s, and we'll find that out tonight. And so I'm going to give you the top 10 things that I found out, and we're going to keep on moving along. It's a short program tonight, so we ain't going to be on long. We ain't going to be long, about 30 minutes, and we're going to be out. So like I said, it's a drug that's on the street right now, and it's a cocaine mixture with horse and dog worm medicine mixed together, which causes the eating of the flesh. And also, you can imagine anything that was meant for an animal going into your brain, it's going to cause some type of reaction also. So we're going to give you that. But please make sure you hear this entire show, for you can hear that this happened before. Like I said, we can give you the evidence and the documentation that this happened before in this country two times. And if everybody's been paying attention where this is happening right now, in the Miami area, there's been two cases in the Miami area. But I'll show you tonight that the first outbreak happened in Florida. As it's not, might not be weird that it's back in Florida. So we're going to go over that too tonight. But let me go through my lesson. All right, so the number two thing that I think is happening also, when humans take medicine, like I said, from that was meant for animals. You know, medicine that was meant for animals meant that it was studied on animals. So think about that. So anything that was given to animals, they know the reaction that it took taking place on animals. That's why they study mice and cats all the time and pig and goats and everything else. So like I said, when humans take this meth, it causes for their skin to become infected, and they give them the appearance of being eaten from the inside, similar to the drug that ice and meth does to people that's on the street that take ice and meth. If you know anything about that, people that take that drug, their skin starts to peel off. But this one here actually starts to eat the flesh and make the flesh, it doesn't heal up. It goes to I don't even know how to call it, but it doesn't heal up. It gives the flesh a decayed looking. But since, let me see where we at now. Just trying to let you know, you don't put animalistic worm, you don't take worm medicine. You couldn't give a human right now worm medicine. It's going to have a big effect. Everyone knows that the fastest way to get something in your blood is by liquid or by snorting. You want something to go straight to the brain, snort it. It's going straight to the brain, straight to the brain. If you snort anything, what's that? They give you the sinus medicine, straight to the brain. Cocaine, going to take a hit straight to the brain. So this is what we're saying. I'm going to try to take a quick phone call, and we're going to get right back to the list. 516-610, y'all.
Hey, brother, how you doing? This is Sister X.
Hey, Sister X. Okay, hey, what you want to add to the program?
Well, when I came on your show a couple months ago, I was breaking down the psychological warfare that they're going to bring it out. I don't know if you want to go back into the archives at some point. And here I was telling even the people up on your show that they were going to have this come back in the streets. There's a lot of things that's going to come back inside the streets, you know, and we as people have to be very careful. See, when these things happen to black folks, that's just guinea pig experimentation. They're playing on us. But when these white people are doing it, that's the natural genes for them. You know what I'm saying? Because what was in the beginning, so shall be in the end. Because in the beginning, they were people who were cannibals, and they're going to go back to be cannibals because their time is done and over, so they got nothing else to do but to eat each other. So just let it keep riding on, my brother.
You're right. Everything is coming full circle. And I'll get right back with you, Sister X, if time permits, because I know this is our short show. I should have scheduled on our big show, but I did. So you can mute yourself and get back in if we have the time.
No problem.
All right, thank you. All right, y'all, that's what we're talking about. But, yeah, other people are aware of what's going on and they're paying attention. But one of my other top two things, like I say, other experimental drugs, such as, you know, that K2 that hit the market, that K2 drug. Now, I witnessed this for myself. I personally witnessed people that was smoking this K2 have some very mellow. I mean, I know people who trained me, and when I say that, in the militant, I ain't going to call a group, but in a militant way, now I've seen them smoking this K2 drug, and these people, the same people who trained me, are now sitting on the ground in downtown Dallas, have to be helped up. So it's some mind-altering drugs out there that could break down the biggest people and the strongest people's minds. Because like I said, the person that trained me to be doing what I'm doing now, was smoking that K2, and is now the lost his or her mind. And actually, you would think they were homeless. I mean, the things that can happen to them, you wouldn't know the person right today. So these drugs, these experimental drugs, they give everybody everything they meant to be tried, smoking Papa Reed, you know. So that's one thing I found out, to have a big behavior, I mean, change in people just smoking that thing. And I watched several people smoking, and I watched their reactions. You can learn a lot by watching. Number three, one of the things that a lot of things going on is hypnosis. The server mind experiment's always been going on with people. And I believe that a lot of these brothers and sisters came under some type of hypnotic episode by either a mind scientist or a government, whatever, whoever. But some people are being tested and being hypnotized to do certain things, and which is not hard to do, you know, if you're into that type of practice. That's a science of hypnosis. And one of the things you'll hear on another video that I'm going to play in a minute, the nanotechnology, where they can put a microchip in you and it attaches to your strands of DNA. This is real science. It sounds far-fetched, but this is real science. They have nanotechnology. They can enter something into your system that you can drink a microchip and not even know it went in you, and it attaches to your DNA. And is it like a computer chip? So computer chips could be programmed. So remember that. And this, like I said, you're gonna hear this on a clip that I'm gonna play in a minute, a short clip. So that's one thing. Also, all our brothers and sisters know about the I ain't gonna call it. Yeah, I guess I can call it voodoo magic or black magic, as they call it. But we're gonna call it white magic also. So so-called magic is also another way of creating people to do things that they normally wouldn't do. So, you know, I know in the Africa, they actually had a movie also about it in Africa where people were practicing this. They had a drug in Africa where it would give you a zombie-like state, and they actually were burying people. This is all true, y'all. They were actually burying people after they give them this drug, and the people would dig themselves back out of the graves, and the voodoo priests over there would use that as they brought the people back from the dead. And this is a drug right now that I know the pharmaceutical companies have. I forgot the name of that drug, but it's a real drug. So that's what we're saying. I want to play, you know, like I said, you might want to call in because we can only get about four more callers because I think this is going to go, ain't no doubt we're going in overtime. So also, like I said, we had the black magic. Let me play this clip real quick and then we got to get back to the rest. I'll let the people hear this clip.
CDC warns public to prepare for zombie apocalypse. The only thing worse than getting swine flu is turning into a zombie. And just like most Americans, the folks at the Centers for Disease Control are vigilant about the walking dead wandering the streets, feasting on human brains and flesh. So vigilant, in fact, that they have released a synopsis of their plan in the event of an outbreak. From the blog post entitled Preparedness 101 Zombie Apocalypse, if zombies did start roaming the streets, CDC would conduct an investigation much like any other disease outbreak. It's likely that an investigation of this scenario would seek to accomplish several goals: determine the cause of the illness, the source of the infection/virus/toxin, learn how it is transmitted and how readily it is spread, how to break the cycle of transmission and thus prevent further cases, and how patients can best be treated. Who? Sounds like the CDC thinks zombism is akin to SARS. The post also recommends an emergency kit with water, food, medicine, tools, cleaning supplies, clothes, important documents and first aid materials. So a zombie outbreak is like getting SARS after an earthquake. Sounds miserable. Maybe a better plan would be to provide every non-endeared American with a sniper rifle and a map to the nearest shopping mall or abandoned rock quarry. Everybody knows that malls and quarries are safe during a zombie apocalypse, and zombies don't fare well against a skilled sniper.
Dr. Grant Ellis, holder of PhDs in psychology and parapsychology, with a master's in physiology.
My name is Dr. David Archer. I have a degree in biology with emphasis on neurology.
Let me start by saying this. It is extremely likely that a zombie apocalypse or an end-of-the-world scenario featuring zombies could take place.
Toxoplasma gondii is this really gnarly brain virus. Toxoplasma gondii can only breed inside the intestines of a cat. So it will then infect a rat, and it causes the rat to seek out cats and basically be a little tasty treat.
Let's begin with talking about toxoplasmosis. We use such a disease in our rats at our facilities and laboratory testing.
Basically, what they tested was the difference between rats without toxoplasmas and rats with it. What they found was that in putting it in a captive situation and dousing things with cat urine, they deducted the fact that, you know, most rats would run from the cat urine, and with the ones that are infected, they look for it again and again and again. They seek out the cat.
A variant, a mutant of this virus can infect a human. Loss of rational thought and muscle control, reducing a human to their most prime and basic instincts. They become nothing but a ravaging, thrashing ignoramus, and it would be bad. It would be bad.
So this toxoplasma gets into their brain? The rat no longer...
The rat is no more. Once the toxoplasmus infects a host, it lights out. Mad cow disease. It's not very pretty. Okay, for instance, this totally and completely gentle creature suddenly becomes infected with mad cow disease. What it does is it infects its cerebral cortex, and it goes buck wild. Its aggression skyrockets. Perfect example, 28 days later. Here you have this normal society, everything's quiet, and with the flip of a switch, you have this virus, this infection that just engulfs everything in its path.
Well, it doesn't sound that bad to me either. It didn't sound that bad to me until I heard of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. It's a variant of mad cow that would infest a human. There would be muscle spasming, twitching, biting of one's own flesh, and feasting upon human organs. The evolution of the mad cow and a string of the virus that would infect humans, it would just lead to the total downfall of civilization as we know it. It would spread rapidly. It would be airborne. It would also be found in our food. Just relatives shaking hands could cause transmission of this disease. In a few years, you'll notice the nanobot technology where microscopic computers basically can infest a human. It can take over their thoughts and all muscle function. Basically, you would be able to be controlled by these parasitic devices. The technology has already been developed. It's already been tested. I personally was involved in several experiments through the use of nanotechnology, and the results were terrifying. complete reprogramming of the brain. You've reprogrammed a computer before. You've asked a computer to do certain things. Think of the brain of the human brain as an ultimate supercomputer. The nanobots can reprogram this ultimate supercomputer and use it for whatever use it wants. We're talking about complete destruction of human race as we know it.
So what are any last words you want to say to people who would listen, would actually listen?
I'd have to say...
Okay, y'all, let's see. We're running low on time, so I had to stop that. Pretty much the rest of it is speculation at the end of that. But those are some of the things that my brother posted something about that plasma, said it was a parasite and said there was a parasite in their chat room and not a virus, the toxoplasma. Okay, whatever it is, it's new to me, but we want to make sure we stay away from that. Okay, let me get this other information out for the ones who might not be able to stick around to show you that this happened before. In 1863, June the 17th, during the Civil War, they made a movie about this, and I thought it was just a movie, too. June the 17th, the Civil War came under attack. And like I said, and during that attack, the soldiers reported that creatures came out of the wood in human form and attacked them. And like I said, this was a movie, too. It's a movie. I forgot the name of it, but we would pass that on later. And a lot of them soldiers were killed by these zombie-like individuals. And this is all, this is not speculation. This is all stuff you can go find out about. And over 2,000 zombies were killed in 1863. So let's go to 1892. In the year of 1892, zombies were reported to come out of the woods in the in Hawaii on the sugar plantation, and it got the epidemic was so bad the Hawaiians were fleeing by canoes out to the middle of the ocean, and they had to call the USA in for assistance to help control the epidemic, and the USA military went over there and killed over 2,000 people. This is all documented. So let's bring it back. Where did it start over here? When did it start over here? So the first outbreak over here in America took place in 1935 in the Florida Keys. And it might not be ironic that some of these epidemics are happening right now in Miami. They have two or three cases in Miami. One guy was hit by a car. One guy was hit by a car, and he got up and jumped right back up and just started growling, and didn't hurt him at all. You know about the man who just bit the man off the face off. That was in Florida. But the first epidemic hits the Florida Keys. Let's see. Let me read the notes. In 1935, a total of 3,500 people had to be killed by the U.S. military. So what's going on is not a – there's something going on. And we, you know, hey, everybody just be prepared to know that whatever was happening then might be happening again. Like Sister X said, things come in full circles. And I want to get that information out before we go into the next thing, but that's just one of the, that's real information. You can go find out. Just Google 1935 Florida Keys attack, Google Hawaii attack of zombies in Hawaii, you're going to find out. And you can Google also the Civil Union, Civil Army back in 1862, like I said, come under attack, and you'll find out that this stuff is documented, that this happened. And when we say thousands of people were killed, that means that's real. That's some real stuff there. So that's just part of it. So like I said, we were giving you our top 10 things, I think, that happened, create a zombie. You know, that was one clip. Like we said, a lot of our brothers and sisters be using these. This is a thing I don't understand. We got a lot of brothers, man, trying to get checks, and they allow these people to use experiments and drugs on them. And we even had some people, man, in my organization who – they participate in these, I don't know if y'all ever looked at these medical surveys where they say we need people to take this drug and we pay you. Well, we have people in our organization that take them drugs, and I can tell you right now, them people cannot do shit for the people no more. And do not, if you don't know what you're taking, you don't know what kind of experiment it is, but there are companies who experiment on people and pay people to take it. And then we got all our brothers and a lot of our brothers and sisters who are trying to get these checks. Do a lot of this here, but in order to get these checks, you got to take these drugs. And they take these drugs, I goddamn before it's all over, you is crazy. That's the truth. You're just spreading, you know, telling the truth. So be very careful when you start taking drugs and you don't know what the drugs are going to do. Like psychological drugs, you got your Ritalin, you got your Thorazine, and there's a lot of stuff they give the brothers and sisters in the penitentiary, the Thorazine. They put it in your drinks and your Kool-Aid. They got another drug that they give you, I heard, that in the penitentiary to keep you from getting hard-ons, to keep the sexual attacks down. So I forgot the name of it. But there's all types of drugs that been introduced to the body. And like that, what was that? That other plasma, that toxic plasma. No, it was another clip that I seen where they were giving this rat this chemical, and they gave the cat a chemical, and then they gave okay, you got rats that had the chemical, and you had rats that didn't have the chemical. But the rat that they gave that chemical, and they would spread cat urine around that rat. And the rat that they gave the chemical, he would search the cat out. Now, the rat going to attack the cat because of that chemical. Now, the other rat that didn't get the chemical, he would run when he smelled the cat urine that they sprayed around. So we're saying that there's a lot of experiment going on, but it could be some type of... So that's what we're saying. So let's go to the next one. What's our next one right now? Food, man, this is deep. A lot of foods have placenta additives in them. We see people on Facebook now cooking placenta, eating placenta. All types of madness is going on. So I'm saying I think a lot of foods are being infiltrated with human genes, and they you know, I ain't thinking about that. That is true. A lot of foods do have human genes in them now. So if you are not careful what you're eating, you actually already developing a taste for it. Flesh by the foods that you eat, because what you eat, they say what you eat is what you are. And so food affects your DNA, and anything with blood in it attaches to your DNA. That's why your meat's supposed to be thoroughly cooked, because blood and most Jewish people and other people culture, they do take the blood out by soaking it in salt to cure the blood out of it, because blood attaches to your DNA. So you have to be very careful of that. So, like I said, a lot of foods are being used with additives from placenta. So if they're using any type of human body parts, next thing you know, that is what you eat. They say you are what you eat. You become start craving for flesh. And this is theory right here, but it could be true also. And brother, manifestations of grains are the worst. Okay, so that was one of those. And like I said, we see that on Facebook, people cooking for something, and that was something to see. Okay, we got one more thing to bring out on that. And I also want to play that 911 clip. 911 clip of attack being caught on tape. I don't see it right now. I'll try to come back to it. Oh, this is right here. Let me play this real fast. It's just a minute. In just a minute, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, on the McCarthy causeway, like towards the line, you know, it's at the end of the car cable. He's going to kill it, and I promise you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's just a clip of what happened, some witnesses said when they caught the brother in Miami attacking the homeless man. And another thing, you know, that's a pattern. Like, I always look for patterns. I noticed that a lot of people that's doing it, the sister that grabbed the baby out the stroller was a homeless sister. You know, you put the ones on the chat, you can see the pictures. She was a homeless sister. These guys have been coming under attack as homeless. But we had one guy that was in college, so we got to try to find out what the pattern was with the guy that attacked his roommate at college. And just yesterday, today I just witnessed on the media where another guy just cut his roommate open and mailed his body parts off. So it's all kind of madness going on out there, so we have to be prepared. To protect ourselves. And I don't know how you protect yourself from this. I don't know how, you know, but if you start seeing people acting weird behaviors, pay close attention. Now, everything's weird anyway. We got crime is out of control. Everything's out of control. But protect yourself and be very, you know, be very careful out there. Let me go back to Sister X, see if she has any words right quick before I go on. Sister X, you have any words right quick? Okay, she might not be around right now. All right, so that's what we're saying. Number 10, injecting people with the DNA of predators. Now, that's something there. A lot of people ain't heard about that one. You know, if you make up a vaccine, you know, vaccines are things that are taken from different animals and this and that. So what if somebody been coming up with a vaccine that from predators, stuff like spiders, sharks, snakes, things that prey on people and eat flesh. What if somebody had been injecting vaccines in people and see what would happen? Is it far-fetched? I don't think it is. If I could think of it, that means somebody else thought of it. So that's what we're saying. That may be the top 10 reason what's going on. People been injected with some type of took some type of virus inside that body unknowingly. And people are experimenting to see what happened. But I don't think that was far-fetched. If you put the DNA of predators, you know, we've seen this in the movies too, breeding with animals and this and that. And who knows? Maybe it's come from bestiality. Who knows? There's so many causes. It could be because of why people are flipping out. But we all know it has to be something that has to go in your body to cause this. Something has to go into your mind to cause this. And as we see tonight, there's evidence that this natural happened. In Hawaii and in the USA, and thousands of people been killed. So we say, you know, it's up to us to investigate and be careful. Be careful on what you take in. Be careful with what kind of shots and vaccines that they're giving. Hey, man, I almost said, you know, it's too. I almost would say that I wouldn't take no vaccines, me myself. That's me. That's my thinking. And I'm just saying it's deep, man. We in the last days, it's 2012, they said, the end of the world. Well, we know one thing, everything's coming up. All the lights are being shined in 2012. So the end of something is going down. The end of being asleep is going down. So we're saying just protect yourself, brothers and sisters. We didn't want to keep you long. We want to pass on the information. You know, it's with more information, but with our short show program, and we couldn't give it all out. But I want to make sure. I think I got a few more minutes, about 10 more minutes. If anybody want to call in and say anything, I can check the lines. Mumper, I'm going to check your line and see if you have any comments. Mumper, you have any comments? Hold on. I'm opening this.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mumper.
You hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Wow. All things are correct. You know, these devils are doing what their nature is, and they're trying to put that back on us. But the only thing I can say, Brother Drew, is truly is that we can't protect this body, this house that we have. We have to protect our soul, you know, and arm ourselves with guns to start shooting them straight in the head, you know, the toes and shoulders, exactly where to hit them, right between the eyes or cut the heads off, you know, but they got to go. You know, and I thank you for sharing this with the family tonight.
All right, thank you. It's kind of hard to share this type of information. It kind of makes you seem like you're crazy, Mama Pearl, when you're trying to show this. But when you see you got documented evidence, you ever heard of that happening over here? You never heard of that, have you?
Well, Dr. Malachi D. York had talked about a lot of those things in that book, 2012, or What to Be Expected, 2000, What to Be Expected. He talked about all those things, you know, and I'm telling you, I've been searching and studying so much for so long, that's why I'm crying, you know, but yeah, got a whole lot more coming up, Brother Drew.
Oh, okay. All right, Mom, stand by, we got another caller coming in. Let's see, caller coming out of the 469-364, you know?
Hey, one love, brother.
Hey, one love. Did you get to hear all the program, brother?
This brother, I just want to say I appreciate you sharing that, brother. You know, a lot of people didn't know it, and a lot of things like that still going on. I just want to appreciate you getting the chance to get that out there tonight, brother. Black Power.
Oh, all right, Black Power on that. A lot of brothers and sisters trying to call in, and all the caller lines is full. It's not even showing. But all the caller lines is full. You can't get in. For all the brothers who try to get in, catch the archives. We got another caller coming out of 803, yep. Just back is opening up, just 7803. I'm waiting on that. You're lying. 803, let me see. Say something, 803, let me see if it's open. It hadn't opened up, just a second. So that's where we at, y'all. When it opened up, 803, I'll let you know. You know, the information is that we have to be researchers and find out stuff, because I never knew that, you know, I always thought that was a myth, just a movie, but I've been noticing they've been making a lot of movies related by zombies. They're making games about it. They're making a lot of, it's all over the internet. It goes a ways back. So somebody like been preparing for this for a while and trying to prepare our conscience for what we're about to see. And, you know, even in Revelation, it speaks about all types of things happening on this earth, and that it'd be badness all over the land, that the birds, so I'm looking for all that to take place next, that the nature is going to turn against people and start to even like the movie, the birds. I look for all that to happen too, because the Bible, everything that Bible has spoken of has happened. 803, I'm still waiting on your line to open up, so, and we'll get right with you. Yes, and we have to put the emergency broadcast out on this one. Yeah, that's the emergency broadcast for the zombies. I don't know why 803 line is.
And the Department of Homeland Security has issued a zombie attack warning for the entire Southern California area. Arm yourselves and take cover in your safe rooms. Stay off streets until the all clear signal. Tune into frequency 640 AM or 1240 AM for additional information. Take cover.
Yeah, I know that was an actual real emergency. I cut it down. I hope y'all could hear it because it's real loud. But they actually had a radio station that you had to tune in for just in case of an outbreak. These people, there's some real science out here. This is sounding like fairy tale. I really was hard to do the program on this because it sounded like we spaced out, but we all know that we're in a different paradigm shift. And I can't get 803. Your line is not open up yet, so it's not allowing me to open up no other lines, 803. So if it opens up, I'll get you in. We're getting down to our last 7 minutes also. So that's what we just wanted to bring y'all, this short clip, man. And I was really, like, shocked myself, man, when I just found out about these incidents happening over in Hawaii and the USA. And I said, whoa, man, there's so much that we don't know. It was also the CDC. Y'all know what the CDC is, the Center for Disease Control. They had put something on their website, watch out for zombies. And then they recanted it, though. You know, they said they were just playing. And I don't know if you play like that. I don't know if you're the CDC, you can play like that. If you're the government, number one government agency to warn us when epidemics are hit, I can't see the joke in that one. But it was on the CDC website, to watch out for zombies epidemic. But they said there was something else, that just a joke. But I don't know, brothers and sisters. I don't know how the world goes. Some things are said, and sometimes you have to recant stuff. But it was said before, so we do know that much. So that's what I'm saying. I take everything with a grain of salt, and I take everything. It's nothing. I believe everything I see and hear now. I believe it all now. I believe everything I see and hear. If I can't prove it not to be true, I'm going to take it and accept it as true and just prepare myself to what's coming down the line. I don't know how to prepare myself for people attacking me, except to be in a defensive manner to make sure I don't get bit. Just be careful. Like I said, it's a pattern. It's a pattern that there's a lot of homeless people are the ones doing this attack. It's a pattern that so far in the city of Miami, the latest three incidents, and one was in L.A., I also seen something about saying something. Had a warning for California for zombie attacks. So that lady that snatched the baby out the carriage, that was in L.A. And so we just have to be vigilant. And watchful, and pay attention to the news. A lot of people don't like watching the news because there's a lot of bitter news on it all the time. But sometimes that's your first line of defense, because especially the early morning news. That's when they tell you stuff you don't hardly see it. I watch the early morning news all the time, and you don't hardly see some of the stuff on the early morning news later on. You know, they say the early bird get the worm. All right, y'all. We ain't going to hold y'all all day. We appreciate everybody for coming out. The call line is full. For anybody else to try to call in, that's what that was. We say peace, and, hey, watch yourself, watch your back. And everybody acting strange, any type of strange behavior, you know, especially on these buses. There was another incident where a Chinese, for the ones who can't see, there's some drugs that was coming out of China. I don't know if those are drugs. It looked like K2, but there was an incident in China also where a man cut the head off a man on the bus and just start eating it, and that's that happened in China. So that was in 2008. That was the first one saying that. And to say that, a lot of brothers and sisters, watch what you eat. Like, you know, because we know a lot of our Asian brothers, they eat everything. Snakes. I mean, it's not stereotyping. I'm not making. They eat a lot of stuff, and we don't eat. And I just say be careful what you do. I got a brother trying to call me, 803, trying to call me on my line. Real quick, hold on, everybody. Yeah, that's 803. He was saying that drug that they give you in the penitentiary is called PERT. It puts you in a zombie state. And I heard this before from some other brothers from the penitentiary, said people being out, they be spaced out, just looking at you and walking slow and talking slow. So that was 803 calling on the other line just to give us that information. All right, y'all, we appreciate everybody for calling in, and we're going to keep you updated on any more information that we find out. So we say peace and good night.